Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Say goodbye to diluted creams and serums that are often made up of 70% water and 15% preservatives, leaving minimal space for the ingredients your skin craves. The scientists behind Fiber Skincare have spent 15 years perfecting nanofibers, which are 500 times smaller than human hair. And just 1 year ago, they patented a way of wrapping these nanofibers around oil or liquid-based ingredients. The result was a formula that delivers five times more active ingredients compared to creams or serums with no need for fillers like water preservatives or emulsifiers. The first formulation made with this technology is a plant-based anti-wrinkle set of patches that you use over 7 days, applying them just like your favorite serums. Your skin will feel tighter in 10 seconds, and over 7 days, the program is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles by 19.4%. In fact, they have a tighter skin guarantee where if your skin isn't tighter in 7 days, they will give you your money back, no questions asked. Go to fiberskincare.com and use code unfiltered for 15% off.
You need to stop waiting for your normal and find your new normal.
Because here's a surprise. When we go back, the way you were doing things before is going to be outdated for sure.
Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot.
Natalie, what do I do?
I hope it's giddy giddy.
Good morning, Hosens.
Hey, 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 hey. It's Sunday and it's rainy.
But it's going to be Tuesday when you hear this, which is like 2 days from now. So we are in real time basically doing this podcast.
It's basically breaking news.
Basically, the Cat and Nat breaking news is not much.
Oh, guys. It's crazy, right? Like, today's Sunday, tomorrow's Monday. I love when Cuomo is like, it's Saturday. Do you know, I love his pausing when he speaks to you. Do you know how I know? Because I looked at my alarm clock when I woke up and it said Saturday.
He's pretty funny. I don't know if he's serious or if he's a joker. I'm like, is he funny? Oh, actually, you would be in love with him. Mark, I was showing Mark. I don't know if he crafts what he says or if he just talk, like if you'd go for dinner with him, maybe we need to go get drunk with him.
Oh my gosh. He is our next dinner
podcast. Victim. Okay. So he... An Irish reporter asks him something.
Yeah.
And he starts talking back in...
Oh, no. No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does, giggling. I have to show you. I literally was dying. Well, Mark was even giggling.
Have you watched him argue with his brother?
Yes.
And they don't crack a smile.
No, that's what I'm confused about. I'm like,
I think
this...
It's definitely their sense of humor. Come on.
They're both very funny. Because mom told me to call you. They're like 60 years old arguing over their mother. It's really funny.
But they're Italian, right?
I knew. Yeah, they're Italian. And the one on CNN, he's really rich. He makes the most, like, he makes, like, $3 million. He's, like, worth $13 million.
The younger brother?
Yeah.
And he's really damn handsome.
Always has been.
I know.
You know what I mean?
And the older brother actually looked exactly like him 13 years ago.
Well, I went back in time.
Yeah.
one always was a little bit bitter.
I know. You know what I mean? I think there's more siblings too.
Yeah, there is. But I do like the governor. He's I just want to hear him talk.
Oh, yeah, and
it's foreplay.
Mark, quickly put on Cuomo. Let's get in the mood.
In this time of need, he could say nothing. I'm like, great. He's just...
He makes you feel okay.
I don't even know what side he lands on. Not even sure. We don't know America.
I don't know his political.
Me neither.
Oh, none of it.
All I know is just want to hear him talk. Yeah. Just talk some more. Oh, shit.
Is that how you guys feel about us?
Yeah, exactly, Natalie. He talked for like an hour yesterday.
I couldn't believe it when I left and I came back and he was still there.
I know, like, what's he taught? Like, just, wow.
He put his suit back on, not the park ranger outfit.
The park ranger outfit. Wow, this is what it's come to. This is what we have to talk about. We have such a roundup and we've had phone calls and I was just saying in our podcast before we had to delete it because it was pouring rain and then we had to go find a gas station to sit in with an overhang. Our office is now a gas station. We get kicked out of here.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
Exactly. If you're a business owner,
you make it work.
You just make it work. And I ordered a mic because it was recommended that we order a mic. So we're going to try a mic and see what happens. But what was I going to say?
Oh, I'm not sure.
Well, Mondays. We used to love Mondays.
Yeah.
And now Monday's just another day.
It really is. I don't know. And, you know, I just, you know, when I'm thinking, it seems like everyone is homeschooling because they're like, oh, my kid woke up and they were so excited that it wasn't homeschooling day. And yet I feel like we speak to all the teachers and professionals and they're like, don't put that pressure on yourself. You are not a teacher. This is not a time to combat your kids. But I guess maybe these kids are going with it. They're liking it. It's fun.
Well, if we're going to mum truth about it, I'll say this, that if it's shredding your relationship with your child, don't do it.
But if it's not?
Then carry on. Like, I don't have advice because I'm not an expert in it. All I know is if there's strife and struggle in the... I guess two things. One, I don't think any kid can articulate how they're properly feeling because I don't think we can as adults. So I think that to say that we know what they're doing, I think it's kind of crazy that we're like... I mean, some of us, it's a lifeboat. The routine and normalcy. So maybe really if you're okay, your kids are going to be okay. But but if you're like, you know, just like do this, if you're riding them, I call it, I would back off.
You know, if I were to homeschool at this time and my kids 4 years ago would look back at this time, they would remember my mom was the worst teacher ever.
Yeah.
That's what they would remember because, you know, guys, I mean, it's really hard to, first of all, if you understand the teachings, trying to teach your kid.
Oh my God.
And let alone your tween.
Okay, so people say baking is fractions. Mm-hmm. I don't understand how.
Well, you have a whole.
So?
And then a quarter of a whole. So they understand a quarter, a half, three quarters.
Do they? I mean, I asked the girls yesterday,
my daughter.
Well, none of them knew. And I was like, I can't answer this for you.
Oh.
Like, I guess people are doing like, baking and
though. You know what? That's
I don't understand fractions.
That's hands-on learning. You do understand. The thing is, you do understand fractions because you bake. You just don't know that that's fractions.
I still don't know how many thirds go into a whole. Three?
Yeah, but not exactly.
Oh, well, now, fuck that. I mean...
Oh, yeah, because three only goes to 99, right?
Here's what I'm going to tell you. Uh-huh. You know, every day I think I have coronavirus.
Not again.
Every day. Yeah, see? Well, do you have it?
Well, it seems hard to breathe. No, we don't have it. We're perfectly healthy.
I'm just saying because it's like, it's what would anyone talks about and they're telling you to like take out your groceries and not touch the thing and don't do the thing. And it's just like, oh my God, I touched the bag and the thing.
And guys, at a time like this, the business position that we are in, we couldn't be, other than being you know, Walmart or a grocery store or which they're dealing with so much stress, being having a digital platform is the best place you can be as far as not losing communication with your community, which for us, we're so lucky. You guys have gotten nowhere. You're still here. We haven't lost you as quote unquote customers.
It's weird. I feel like because our team are the way our business works, it feels like a loss because of the partnerships and because it's on hold. So although our community is functioning for all intents and whatever that word is,
I feel like it's intensive.
Intensive purposes.
But I don't know if that's right. No, it's not. That's wrong.
But the business side of, like, Monday to Friday of, like, operations is definitely...
Sure. Like working with our agents and all of that, like there's not a lot of communication with them because there's not a lot going on. We've had calls to say, we know we're being sensitive at this time. Not only are we being sensitive, but a lot of companies have just been put on hold. But instead of it just being that, like, you know, I have friends who work, you know, in advertising and PR agency, that means things are stopping for them.
I know.
At least we have the opportunity
to create.
And you know, it's ironic that we started the virtual late night lives in September because it's like we were so ready for it. And now, you know, you have to have something to look forward to. So Thursday nights are that. And it just keeps, the community just keeps growing. More people feel like
they're
meeting.
Never, ever, ever have I understood
the importance of it.
Never. And now I'm like, whoa, I look forward to it. I can't wait for it. It's like something, like, it's something I can't wait to do. And I can see the way people feel about it because it's like, oh, even though we can't be there, you know, as a group, we can be there all together in a way.
And it's not just one night anymore. We've extended it so that it's like so many weeks, every Thursday we come together. And, you know, some friends, and this, I was talking with my friends about something else that you could do, but some friends are, you know, recommending it to their friends who are having hard times. Like, if you join this, this will make you feel better. And you can also gift it to your friend.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean? Like, I know you're having a hard time. Like, for only $15, you get all these weeks of at least something to look forward to once a week. And there's nothing better than an experience, right?
Yeah, no, I couldn't agree more. And, I mean, that's from the community aspect. And I think a lot of you, if you're like sitting there as a mom and you're feeling just like, you know, we did a Mom Truth where we literally are the fucking tramp. We are like the backbone. I know we are the backbone of the entire, we're like the quarterbacks of the family right now.
Yeah.
And
our husbands, I was thinking they should be more grateful than ever that they see. No, I'm not sure they're not. Like, I think that in a deep way, they will look at this time and be like, just think of how much fun we're bringing our families and happiness and joy and like ridiculous experiences. Come on. They have to see that.
I don't know if they can see that far.
What have they done for us lately?
Exactly, Nutley.
Like, I don't. All I ever want is my back rubbed and my hair played with.
It's not like a slight or a mean thing. I don't know if they see. I think they see linear. Like, I think they see one way, not peripheral. I think that if they don't know what they don't know. So shit's never, nothing has changed for them.
I'm not sure.
Okay.
I feel like their good moods are, they don't know how to say that we're amazing. But, and your husband texted me yesterday by myself.
What?
Well, that's private. I can't tell you that.
Whoa.
Yeah. And then he went out of his way to say something yesterday. So I think he's like,
what did he text you?
Well,
you have to tell us now.
Well, he said, thanks for last night.
Wow.
You know, he must have thought, like, woke up in the morning and was like,
well, I didn't get a thank you, but I'm glad you did.
But it was you is me and me is you.
Right, got
you
it.
You know, it's like,
imagine you try to put the moves on you during COVID. Imagine we partner swapped.
That'd be great.
I talk to your husband often by myself. He calls me sometimes. I'm like, hey, what's going on? We chit chat.
He knows, like, he can't get my attention. And he's like,
we're morphed into one now to the point where I love that you two chitty-chatted. Wow.
Not really. He sent one line.
I mean, that's huge. He's not texting other people back. So you should take that and run with
but
it.
But I feel like he woke up the next day and he was like...
Was that today or yesterday?
That was yesterday.
Got it.
And then when he left, he came to my face and said it last night. I feel like... And you know, he should say it to you too, but it's like... I think he probably was like that, you know, there is so much stress going on in their works, in their lives. And they woke up that next morning and they're like,
I hope I get laid today. That's what they're thinking.
No. I had fun last night because of Cat and Nat.
I hope so.
I think so.
I'm glad you think so. I literally yelled at him before I left. So
today?
Yeah.
Shit.
Well, he was like riding everyone about the dishes. And I looked at him and I'm like, listen, I said, you have to find some positive things that I'm doing and just not point out all the negative things.
Yeah, yeah.
I am working full time with 3 children and running a fucking company. And yeah. every day you come home and the house is clean, the children are fed and happy. I'm like, enough. And I walked out the door and I was like, you know, I was just like, in E, you don't get to come in here and play boss on the weekends.
Yeah.
I'm the boss right now. Mm-hmm. Sit down.
Be fun and say to the kids, hey, why don't we play a game, board game together? Exactly. Mommy, why don't you go upstairs?
It's you can't so little. You can't micromanage on the weekend. It's not equal playing field when someone's home. All you can't come in on the weekends and pretend to be the boss.
No.
You are janitorial staff, which yeah. is very important. Very, very, very. But executive decisions stay with me.
Because otherwise, the workers are very confused.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
AKA the children.
Like, and janitorial staff are one of the most important jobs. They're the support of the whole flow.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, yeah.
And they make it happen.
So it's a very important job. Do it well.
It is.
I know.
Just don't question the authority. Got it?
And tips are welcome. No, for the authority.
Not
the sexual.
No. Oh, my God. Anyways, it's a learning curve, and I know he's thankful. I just know that for him, the house being... And Chloe...
Yeah.
...is his mini-me, and she wakes up, and she's like, Daddy, I think we should reorganize a few things today.
Oh, God.
She's full.
My daughter, too.
She's full. Yeah, right? And he's like, all right, Chloe, great, Coco, great idea. So they're like, I'm like, you two go have a great day. The two of you can go. It's just not everyone's love language. Organization's
no,
not everyone's
no.
love language.
And sometimes I just say to my daughter when I feel like she needs a project, I'm like, here's a corner, here's a thing. And she loves it. She takes it on. But
I don't understand those people.
I don't understand at all. I open my drawers inside of my, I have the drawers that keep all my sweaters and sweatshirts, right? And sometimes, especially now, I'm not washing things as often because of the laundry.
Yeah.
So it's got to have a stain on it or dirty, or I put it back in the drawer. And I opened it up yesterday and everything was like folded and neat.
Oh my God.
And I was like, to her, I had no idea. And I was like, and she wasn't doing it like as a surprise. She was just like, I can't handle the look of this.
I need to do something with this. I mean, God bless you if you are those people. You guys must be very happy right now.
I have a friend who did a post and they're like, for those, and it was a glass of wine and then some cleaning supplies. And she's like, for those of you who know me, like, this is my happy place, a glass of wine and cleaning all day.
Nope. Fuck no. Anyways, as a mom, I think you just got to find where you're at and you just got to survive, friends, survive. And if that is homeschool, homeschool. If that is watching TV, watch TV. If that is
a mix of both, or change your mind the next day. You know that we did an article in one of our Toronto newspapers that went out yesterday, and it fully quoted us as saying
what?
That during the pandemic, there's no sex.
What? I didn't see it.
Yep. Yep, sex is off the table during the pandemic is what we are quoted in saying. I know. Oh my God.
Well, why did we say that?
Well, because she was like asking about all the things.
What article was it?
The Toronto Sun.
I did not see that. I read it, but I did not see that part.
Oh, yeah.
Mark's like, why is the couple on the front, not you two?
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, got it.
If you're going to lure someone to read something, put Cat and Nat on the front.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
Anyways, yeah, it was basically like, and because she asked us about sex. And then it said, basically, during this pandemic, they say, I should pull it up.
Well, you and I are just jokers. And if someone can't read that, they're probably like, what bitches? And I'm like, no, people, listen.
I know.
God damn it. Anyways, wow. You know, here's the thing, guys. We, in this time,
yes,
I think that a lot of business owners, let's get to business for a second.
Yeah.
Before we get to business, we'll take a pause.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
As moms, we are often juggling a million and one things. With our kids going in a million different directions and taking care of everyone else can mean that we often forget about ourselves. It's time to reclaim a little me time with some well-deserved self-care. And for us, that doesn't have to mean a lot. It can be picking a favorite product and taking a little extra time to do our daily routine. Dime Beauty offers clean, high-end skincare that is affordable, and it really works. Dime didn't sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. They are 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. You know we don't have the energy to remember the order of a 10-step routine, so we love that the Work system keeps things simple for us and has everything you need in one powerful package with a gentle cleanser, a toner, two incredible serums, and two luxurious moisturizers. Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their beauty reviews are literally all 5 stars. If you haven't checked out Dime, it's time. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com.
In this time of business,
yeah,
I think a lot of people are waiting for things to go back to normal.
Yes.
Things aren't going back to normal.
No.
You need to stop waiting for your normal and find your new normal.
Because here's a surprise. When we go back, the way you were doing things before is going to be outdated for sure. Also, let's note that during 9/11, during that time, was a time when one of the most successful, largest businesses were created.
Who?
Well, I can look it up, but I just know that's true.
Okay.
Because when smart entrepreneur creators have time, idle time, they get creative and they create right. new things because they know things are going to be different.
Yes. So things are going to be different. So if you are waiting for this to be over, you need to stop immediately. You need to figure out your new normal. And I would do baby steps. And I don't mean to overwhelm you, but you can't wait for a year or you will be out of business. So if you are shop, brick and mortar, you need to figure out how to get things online immediately. If you are anything you're doing, your mind shift has to change. Like not now, not yesterday, not tomorrow, like right now. Like
yeah.
this moment, you need to start looking and creatively being like, okay, how can I change what I'm doing? How can I make it relevant? And the new normal is that crowds and
big public venues,
everything,
concerts, things are going to change. And it's
on hold for a while.
On hold for a while.
And they will come back, but you can't wait a year. People are not going to trust easily quickly.
No, and you know, an example of that is one of Taylor's friends' mom said, even if for whatever reason they told you to go back to school, her children are not going back to school this year.
Oh.
So that's exactly what it's going to be like with, you know, concerts. Okay, so T Swift has her concert, but I'm not going.
Right.
I want to wait it out, you know, because I just don't want to.
A meme going around being like from a nurse.
Yeah.
And she was like, even when they open those doors, I'm going to wait a few weeks to make sure the air is clean before I go back out and see what suckers go. Like, basically, I'm going to wait it out and make sure it's clean before I leave again.
Yeah. And not only just for your own self, but the worry that it will all go out and then it'll be like, and we have to shut back down. Like, that would be a nightmare.
Well, they say it's going to happen again. Yeah. Not to be like Debbie Downer, but they say this is not the last time this is going to happen. And now we need to figure out how we work through this and how we don't shut down during it. So, we, in this time, birthed, I hate that terminology,
oh,
by the way.
You?
Birthed a new idea.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because there's nothing like giving birth.
okay.
There's nothing like having a new baby.
I know, it's so amazing.
Right. Not for me. But for you, yes. For me, it was a fucking shit show, okay? Ooh. That was terrible. Mm-hmm. I mean, there was not one point where I was like, this is amazing.
I feel like that's so crazy that, like, the experience of childbirth is one of the biggest experiences you'll ever go through. And so many people have such a negative, like, feeling about, like, memory of it. And it was just like, you think about pain, you think about grossness, you think about feeling awful. And then some people get to be like, that was fun.
Yeah.
It's not fair.
No, like, I think I cope and I just go numb. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not sure I feel much in those moments, like, to get through it. Especially when it's unknown. I'm kind of like, one foot in front of the fucking other.
Yeah.
One foot in front of the other.
You can't, like, then we're both good at, like, you know something's coming, but you don't get scared for it. Because how could you possibly know what it's going to feel unless you're the one going through it? And that's what our advice always was with motherhood, was, like, don't expect anything because it will never feel for you the way it feels for someone else.
Yeah, no, I just put my head down, open my legs, and, like, let's even the C-sections, like, I was petrified of having a C-section because I almost die every time I do it. And I'm like, here we go. And I'm like, guys, I'm going out. And they're like, no, you know, and they fucking wake you back up again.
You're like, later.
No, literally, later. I knew the first time I went, I told them, I'm like, just so you know, I don't know what it's called, but I tend to crash when you guys give me something. And they're like, okay, good to know. And then I was like, I'm going. And they're like, no. And then I heard them all. They never yell in the OR, by the way.
Okay.
Oh, they're very calm.
Okay.
But you can tell things are serious because they start moving quickly.
Yes.
And then they start being like, and X-Runners, and I'm going to do this. Like, they start communicating very quickly and efficiently. And then, but I could hear my heart going, tee. Mm-hmm. Tee. Now, maybe I wasn't going to, I don't know what I was doing. They weren't, but she kept talking to me, being like, you know what, let's talk about, and like she was trying to keep me awake, and don't close your eyes, just like stay with me here, and blah, blah, blah. Yeah,
they're really good at that.
Yeah.
Amongst knowing all that medical stuff, they also know how to talk.
They just talk to you like you're like walking on a beach. Oh my God, when was your last vacation? Where'd you go? Are you excited to see your new baby? And I was like, bye.
Yeah,
and then, boom! Anyways, wow, that was a fun trip down memory lane. Twice that's happened to me. Mm. And they don't let your husband in case you go out.
Mm-hmm.
They have to keep him out till you're stable.
Mm-hmm.
And I took a long time.
Mm.
And he's like, what the fuck is going on in there? Mm. I'm just dying. Don't worry. Anyways, I didn't know what was happening. So if you are afraid of that, you don't really know what's going on. You just close your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it.
Yeah.
But have a baby, it's really
I have to say, some people that have friends that are nervous to have babies, they've put them in touch with me before and just said, just listen to a possible outcome because it could possibly be the most favorite day of your life.
Oh. Yeah, not just FaceTimes me on the way. She's like, I'm going to have a baby.
I was asleep I had fallen asleep during Tucker, and then all of a sudden I just heard beep, 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 beep. The doctor came in like, oh. Well, he pushed his way out. Oh, just looking over at a balcony, just looking at... Oh, are they smoking?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that changes things. No.
Yeah, he's smoking, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, back to business. Wow, don't know how... Oh, birthing a new idea.
Mm-hmm.
So we birthed a new idea. And I was walking, and I just said, I was like, you know, I think that in this time, we are masters of digital. We're masters. Like, I'm just going to say it because I think that we grew a brand from literally nothing. Mm-hmm. Like, literally an idea on a walk to fruition.
With not a penny of investment.
And before influencer marketing was a thing, mm-hmm. we had the idea to influencer market. Mm-hmm. Not saying that it was our idea, just we were there before it happened. Yep. Okay. And we would pitch companies like, this is how you should be doing it, and blah, blah, blah.
So crazy for those companies back then that took a leap. Like, I specifically think about some people.
Yeah.
You know, and then I was like, good
crazy.
For them.
Crazy. Hyundai was one of the first ones, too, and we're back in a Hyundai partnership. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, that is crazy. That was when we went to
Yep. And now we do everything in a car. And it took 8 years.
For someone to actually.
Commit.
Yeah, commit in a car.
And finally, Hyundai was like, we love what you're doing. Let's do a long-term partnership and put you in the Palisade so you can actually drive it and understand it. And I was like, actually.
Well, great news. It's a great car for a family.
And I said, part of the business side of it is I'm like, we have to go back to them and say, listen, this is one of the more affordable cars on the market for mm-hmm. this size. We felt comfortable getting behind this car. We signed the deal before we had driven it. Yeah. But we loved the concept of it and knew it could fit our family, which is not often. And there was enough room in the back for everyone to fit. And it was affordable because a lot of the cars in this size are super expensive.
Yes.
So this
and there's no need for parents to be spending all that money on a car when you have children.
No, so I was like, we should go back to them and be like, hey, now is the time to shift the focus to also now that this is the more affordable car in a time like this when people are mindful of their budget.
Totally.
So if you are looking for a car, check out the Hyundai Palisade because let me drive. My mom is a bit of a more nervous driver and she's like, I love it.
You know, I also love that when you're driving down the street because of its head,
you know,
it's so like identifiable the way that the lights look and everything. I'm like, I can tell you, I can tell you blocks away.
There's Kitty coming for Nitty. Anyways.
Which is better than when I was little and I used to think that every single car that was my mom's was my mom. And so I would wave at them and then they would come close and I would be dead embarrassed. Imagine Olivia waving at a car thinking it was you and then realizing it wasn't you.
No, can't imagine.
Dead.
Anyways, we, in this business time, I mean, we sat there and we're like, so let's offer a course to people at an affordable price to help people get online and take their business to the next level. So she was really struggling because she had something called a brick and mortar, which is basically a shop. Like, it's like bricks, and it's like you people have to go to it in order for them to make money.
Yeah, so this is also a place so people have to go to, but she also has to pay rent.
Yeah, so Nat texted me and said she's looking for this. I'm like, she needs to sign up for our course. And so we sent her the price, and it's $800 for the month. Now, that sounds like so much money, right? And she's like, I can't afford that. Like, I'm overwhelmed with cost. I'm overwhelmed with this. And I was like, I said to her, I'm like, I understand you're overwhelmed, but understand that we need to make money during this time so we can keep our team afloat because we have no other way of bringing money in. And we're bringing so much value because we're going to teach you how to make money on your platform, right? And so she took a time out and then she went to call people to get what she wanted to get done.
Mm-hmm.
It was 10 fucking grand a month minimum for what she was doing. I'm like, dude, we could teach you. All of it. And it would be like not a lot of time. Just no one knows how to do it. So everyone's surcharging.
And and everyone is looking for some expert to do it for them. And that's exactly what we didn't do in the beginning.
You cannot hire someone out to do it if you don't know how to do it. You only get the luxury of hiring someone out when you have tried to do it because unless you're so rich, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Then hire away.
Yeah.
But if you are trying to make money and save money, you need to learn to do it. Because let me tell you, like how to do a Facebook ad, how to do an Instagram ad. Y'all, you can schedule them in like an hour and get it done for the whole entire week. You can figure out the content. You can figure out how to do a Canva or like a poster or oh my God, it's all outable.
And the thing is that even just those words can be very overwhelming to a new someone who's got a great idea but doesn't know how to market themselves online. And so when we created this creating this course goes back years from the beginning. When we first started, we worked with so many female entrepreneurs, mompreneurs, if you will, and we have watched them come and go like crazy. We've watched them outsource all of their employees, hiring all this, all that. We've watched them go under. Great ideas that could have been, like, still to this day, I think some of their ideas were great, but they didn't know how to do it. So we're like, all of these kind of companies are still continuing to come up and they're going to go down if they don't get the right kind of help. And if we have access to our experts and our experience to share with them, to give them a plan to like kick off, especially at a time like now where you're sitting at home and you have time to make a plan, now's the time.
Like, for example, I told this friend of ours and what we're going to get. We have 10 people in our registration and we want to keep it small because it's kind of like a mastermind meets like, we take a few more on, but it's a restart, it's a rejig, it's a refresh, and it's a new set of eyes. And I think a lot of people are looking and missing a new set of eyes. And I said to this friend of ours, I said, go to your Instagram page and do a social audit, and we're going to get all of our attendees to do this. And I'm like, and then get 4 people to look at your page and get them to be someone who knows you. So they should know what you're doing. So get them to look at your page and then tell them, get them to write to you what they think you do.
Mm-hmm.
If they can't explain to you what you do and they are a friend of yours, you're fucked.
Yeah.
Because if your friend who knows you and kind of knows what you're doing doesn't know what you're doing, well, then no stranger knows what you're doing and you're not getting one customer from that.
No.
I'm like, there is just this in marketing, and the marketing in the digital age is so different than what people think it is.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not about money. It's about creativity and how to get creative with ads and money and thing. And oh my God, I was just...
And you know, we ended up growing so big with, I mean, how long was it till we hired our first person?
So they also volunteered.
Yeah. But when was that?
Two or three years in. Sorry, I have to cough.
Okay, maybe you do have corona. yeah, it was when I, it was after I'd, long after I'd moved into my new house.
Oh, yeah. Like, it was, I can't even, we'll have to ask Lindsay, who's still with us. Fuck, she left for a little bit, but she's back. We have to ask her how long she's with us for, but yeah, no, it was a long time. And,
and you know, there's so many more things that you can do online to grow your business than there was when we started. Right? So that's why people are lucky.
And also overwhelming, because when you Google something, like the vast, yes, the like the scope of how much information there is out there is also a detriment. And I think people get overwhelmed by how many platforms there are. But I remember I used to talk to people who are like, I'm trying to grow my Instagram. I'm like, what do you do? They're like, cut hair. I'm like, why are you trying to grow your Instagram in the Netherlands if you cut hair in Toronto? Why? What does that do for you? You need your customers in Toronto to reach Toronto.
Or be honest for why you want to grow your Instagram. Well,
exactly. You maybe, know what I mean? But if you want to make more money, the Netherlands are not giving you more money unless they're flying you out for their wedding to do your hair. But I'm pretty sure they're not hiring you to fly you out to do your... Maybe. I could be wrong. But, like, you really... I told this girl, I was like, you know, you need this course for more reasons than one. I know your business got flipped on its head because of COVID-19. I know it did. But you're scrambling, you're reacting, you're freaking out. I'm like, you need to stop. You need to take a deep breath and you need to figure out what's next for you without waiting for what was. And I'm like, I know you have a lease that is so much money a month. I understand that. But that's reality. Mm-hmm. And now it's time to not react and to start playing.
What can you do? What's in your control and what's out of your control?
Yep.
Just goes back to a teen therapist.
It literally. And we just talked about content. It just sometimes takes someone, it takes a time out to regroup. So that we just refocus. Literally, we created a new business based on the needs of what's happening because we need to create an income. And what Nat and I are experts at is creating income stream out of nothing. Mm-hmm. It's what out of nothing but necessity. So it's like
exactly from the beginning.
It's like you have to pivot. It's like we were down this road, fucking pivot, go the next way. And it's not about, oh, it's not us being like, oh my God, we have no partnerships coming in. Oh my God. No. Oh my God. Oh my God. We're fucked. We're screwed. It's over. We're done. We're going to be homeless.
So many people in this situation would go down that road because it's easier to just
give up.
Yeah.
It is easy.
I mean, I don't know
up.
What the fuck you do when you come out of it all, but anyways.
What do you mean?
Well, if you give up, it's going to be even harder later on.
I think that there's a process everyone's going through, and I've seen a few people go through it where I think at first they felt like it was only them who was experiencing great loss with great loss with COVID-19. Great loss. That's fucking something that...
You've been watching CNN.
Yeah. With great loss. You know what I mean?
Yes.
That you feel it personally. You're like, this is my world is collapsed.
Me.
No one else gets it. It's like when you first have a babe, you're like, no, I have it worse than everybody else. You don't understand. But no.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
When you're like, you don't know what it's like to have my child. No, we don't. But I guarantee we feel the same.
And so many people, unfortunately, you know, I think when I was back to the COVID, when I was watching the news this morning, there was a young, healthy nurse, and he died from COVID.
What?
Yeah. Well, he was 48, so that's young, and he was healthy. And
just of pneumonia.
Yeah, he got it on March 10th. No, March 17th. Sorry, March 17th. So it's only been 10 days.
What?
Anyways, I think it's important.
This is terrible news. This is a good news.
Well, they never mentioned if he had any underlying health conditions, although it did not seem and they did not mention. But I do think in a way, I'm sorry, this was not about business, but it's almost like sometimes I think for the people who are being idiots about it all, do you need to lose someone close to you to realize?
Who's being an idiot about it? Right, right.
Do you need to lose somebody close to you to realize how serious this is? Would that change things? I mean, that definitely changes things for, like, people going through other diseases to become more sympathetic to that one disease.
Right.
Well, sorry, I just thought I'd bring that happy news. I was just thinking, you know, if we want this to fucking end.
Stay at home.
Motherfuckers.
I know, and then they look at you like, you two are together, but we're different because we've never left each other.
Yeah.
So it's like we're one of the same. It's not like we decided to get together when COVID-19 hit.
And we're not, trust, you think we don't want to have playdates with our cousins, our friends, our parents, all of that? No, we stay away from them, but we've been together since the very beginning, exposed to nobody else. So there's, I mean, I know people could say, well, that's just not, well, it is, you know, we made this decision a long time ago.
And like I said, if we were having sex, it wouldn't matter.
Yeah.
If we were a couple.
Yeah.
It's just time. Maybe COVID-19 has pushed us to be a couple with it, but they don't know what happens in the bedroom. I mean, really, guys, I think that this is your kick in the ass not to feel sorry for yourself because people are sitting there figuring out a way to move on. And yes, you can have sorry moments, but don't sit in it for a long time. Like, Allison Schaefer in our teen and tween group, who, honestly, it's therapy for me as a person, not just for how to deal with your kids. Like I said, I have learned that from six to, like, when you stop taking care of every single need, when you stop doing for them and start having to, when they become semi-independent, you have to learn how to communicate with them differently. But it's the way you should communicate with yourself and the way you should communicate with everybody around you.
It's so crazy.
Really, it's not even a teen and tween group. It's really mind-blowing that...
It's for
work. It's for bosses.
And like we were just saying, referring back to that person, it's like, listen to the person who is giving therapy to a tween. The same rules apply.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
So she basically goes, you know what? I think I said this in the Facebook Live. Some days you just wake up and you're like, oh, fuck, here we go again. Mm-hmm. And then you go to bed and you're like, glad that one's over. Like, that's okay in this time right now. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be like, today is going to be the day that I launch a multi-million dollar business and homeschool my kids and make a kale tortilla. Tostita.
I've never put kale in food before last night, by the way.
What is that? A kale.
Tostada?
What's the egg?
Frittata.
Frittata.
Okay, frittata.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you can wake up and be like, today I'm just going to think of something new to try today.
Yeah, try something. And some days you won't do anything. And like today, it was a rainy day. People are like, it's going to be a cozy day. Light a fire if you have one. Or try something new. Eat. Do whatever. But
Eat. Do whatever you do. Just eat.
Oh my God.
Eating. I like that you put that on there.
Well,
just eat. Bake, eat.
And
I've never baked so much in my life.
And also, like, you know, yesterday my son had a bad day. Like, it was very clear from the time he woke up to the time he went to bed, he had a bad day. Now, we as moms, are allowed to have a bad day. Kat and I do not have bad days.
We're not allowed to have a bad day.
We know, but other moms, if you're having a bad day, it doesn't mean that you're having a bad week, you know?
It doesn't mean you're a bad person. Doesn't mean you're a bad mom.
No.
Doesn't mean you're a bad thing.
And if you decide one day that you want to start something and start creating it out of nowhere, that's that's great.
If
go with that.
If you want to mourn the loss of what was, that's okay too. Yep. If you're feeling like you, but don't get stuck in it, guys.
Don't get stuck.
Don't get stuck in it. Don't stay in that moment because we personally are going on week three of this shit and there's no end in sight. So fuck that. We start a new reality.
Okay. And find a little bit of, find a little bit of joy in whatever it is. Maybe it's just like literally you.
I'm so over that term, by the way.
What?
I find gratitude right now and maybe people need it, but I'm finding.
Wait, Mrs. Ground yourself with gratitude?
Okay. No. Ground. That was before COVID, by the way. That was before COVID. I feel like right now.
That's so funny.
You know
so
what?
Fucking real.
I woke up today.
Shit.
I woke up today and I saw like 7 find the gratitude and you'll see gratitude. And I was like, oh, go fuck yourself. Like, literally, gratitude for what?
Okay, were you in a weird mood when you were grounding yourself gratitude last
no,
week?
No, I for anxiety, I really do believe, for anxiety.
Okay.
I do believe that finding gratefulness, like switching the script from what you're anxious about, it's a tool to switch your anxiety. So if
can you talk in normal worlds then? Like fucking gratitude. Like
so, okay, listen. So when my kids are, it's proven
yes.
that empathy
yes.
and gratitude switch the way, not sympathy, but empathy and gratitude switch your emotional response to the feelings you're having. So
yeah.
when they're going to that place, I'm like, just talk about what, and then they switch and like, I'm thankful for this. It actually decreases your anxiety, okay? But in a moment when it's like this shit going on right now, I mean, I'm grateful for. I was so grateful before. Today, I'm a little less grateful.
I love it.
I was really grateful for our life. I was really fucking grateful. You know what's crazy?
Yeah.
You know, we just jinxed the shit out of our life. When we were going like to Denver, to New York, I was like, I can't believe this is our life. This our life. Nah. How many times did I say
I know.
It? How many times?
I know.
How many times?
Oh, I don't know. You want to give me a number 10?
Like, this past few months, I've just been so I've been so mind blown about what we've been doing.
Mm-hmm.
We're on a billboard, but no one's watching it. You know, we got on a billboard for our podcast and no one's there. I mean, because it's COVID-19. So it's.
I don't mean to be ungrateful at this time, but on this note, I said I was on a billboard and my friend goes, "What's it like to be famous?" And I wrote back, "I thought when you were famous, you were rich."
Right.
And she's like, "What are you saying?" And I'm like, "Oh, I'm sorry. Was that, like, maybe that sounded bad, but, like, I always thought famous people would be, like, have huge bank accounts, and I'm definitely not there. So being on a billboard, it's great, and I love that it's about women and what we do, but, I mean, what's it feel like? It feels the same. It feels exactly
nothing.
The same.
Like, listen, I'm very thankful for my health. I'm very thankful for my kids. I have a lot of them right now, so the gratitude is running a little thin on I'm spending time with them. 3 fucking weeks is a long fucking time.
Do you think it's more helpful having a dog in the house for in this situation?
Are you looking
hurtful?
At getting a dog?
Nope.
Are you looking at? It's funny. She texted me today. She's like, "I have a litter coming up." I'm like, "I'm not sure it's gonna happen." I think.
Like, do you think it's more helpful to the family or harder?
I think it depends if your dog's a shithead or not.
Your dog.
My dog. I probably helpful to be honest with you. Like, she's been nothing.
She brings joy.
She brings
uncomplicated joy,
and she brings a different focus to not themselves.
Okay,
they have to feed her. They have to take care. Like,
right.
She's a helpless creature,
right?
And they have to take care of her, which I think is helpful in my family. I do say that though, you know, my kids are getting bored. Like, the little one is fine. I would say Olivia does not know what to do with herself, and I don't know what to do with her. Like, I don't have much. The tween is really struggling. I don't know what to do with her, and I can see her bored. Like, I feel like she's just numb. Like, I'm like, hey, wanna go for a drive? Okay.
I feel like she's always been like that. I actually find she has more of a smile on her face lately.
Yeah.
Wanna go drive? Sure. Wanna do this? Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, she's very easygoing. I just know her well, and I can just tell.
Yeah.
There's not much challenge in her life right now. She's like, "I don't even feel anxious about anything." I'm like, "That's great news." She's I just go to bed and wake up. I'm like, "Yeah, me too." Olivia is all of us.
I know.
You know what I mean? What am I to do to she? She's fine with just sitting there. I'm like, "Do you want to do it?" "Nah, okay."
I know. I love it. And you know, it's a really crazy time for both Taylor and Olivia because they will never go back to the school that they've been to because they're both transitioning to a new school. And for me, like, I don't from my perspective, I find that quite overwhelming. They haven't said it.
Like, they like us more. We have a problem. No, we have red children who don't need anything but us.
I know, but I mean, if it was me, like, don't tell them this, but if I was the two of them and the next school I was going to see without saying goodbye to my old school.
Dude. Because are them. They are us. They want us only.
I know, but that's not going to happen because they're going to go to a new school.
No, I'm saying they don't care about anything but us.
I know.
But like, they're not even like, just they don't even care about they're like, I don't even miss my...
No.
What?
I know. But I would have such anxiety if the next thing I knew was going to be a new world at that age.
As long, if we're there, they don't give a fuck. We could probably say they're going to the moon. Are you coming? Yeah. Great. Let's go.
So they're not looking too far into the future.
I don't think they feel much of, I think that they're very codependent on us in a way that we weren't on our parents. And I think that it's a new age because of how everyone raises their children, that the codependency is so high that when we were in grade 5 and 6, our friends were so important to us and they were everything to us.
I know, that's crazy.
We are everything to them.
Yeah, it's like I was so intertwined in my social life.
Oh my God, my parents were, bye. Like, yeah. I was going on dates in grade 5.
I know.
Like, sneaking on dates.
It's crazy.
Like, not making out with them, but all I wanted to do was talk to my friends. Yeah. I begged for a landline so I could just call my friends, because they wasn't allowed a cell phone, but I'm like, please just give me a landline.
I'm like, to Taylor, I'm like, get that house party app and meet with your friends.
They don't want to.
So weird.
They're so, they have us.
We're too good of a time, you know.
They're codependent. They just sit and stare at us. I'm like, are you watching a show? Go do something. And then I feel bad telling them to go do something because they want to spend time with us. But I'm like, you spend all day with me. Anyways, my goal for her grade 6 year is to get her, maybe get a boyfriend.
I love it.
No, I'm joking.
See the world, babe. See the world.
Go be bad.
I know. And finally, one was going to go to sleepover camp. Well, that's up Schitt's Creek without a paddle.
Without a paddle. They're in a canoe without a paddle. Hey, guys, listen, we're going to bring another podcast on Thursday. Make sure you check it out. And also one on Friday. I hope you are enjoying these. It is a little tiny break from the real world. We're in this together. Don't ever forget it. Even though you sometimes feel like you're all alone, you are not. Every feeling you are having, we have had it. Every feeling we're going to have, we're going to have it together.
And just so you know, during this whole time, we're going nowhere, and the fun does not stop wherever Kat and Nat is. You can follow us on Instagram. You can join our late night live. If you're a small business owner and you, or any business, and you want to find out some tips and tricks, just go to katandnat.ca for all of it. Don't forget, we also wrote a book that can make a new mom smile, or any mom at all.
And if you're looking for the course, just go to Kat and Nat. Actually, I think you have to email Sam.
I mean, you can go to katandnat.ca, don't you?
Is it there?
For the form? Oh, I sure hope so.
Okay. It's kind of like it's a form and an application, because we want people who really are in a good place and not just taking people's money who just have an idea. It's not for idea people right now. It really is for people who don't know how to execute digital. So,
I guess message us through
Instagram, maybe?
Yeah. Yeah, message us through Instagram or send us an email.
There was an application.
Or send us... Oh, mentorship. It's on our website.
It's on our...
the first tab down. So go and check it out. Again, we will not...
We're going to do Zoom calls. We're going to help people analyze their brand. We're going to help people transition to digital. We're going to help people understand how to do ads, how to do marketing, how to actually make money by not spending a ton.
And we're going to watch businesses bloom and share them with you.
I love it. All right, guys. Check you later, Hosens. And
go fuck yourself.
Yeah. Literally, you should try it.
Yeah.
My God. If you've never masturbated, maybe that's the time.
This is the time to try. There's lots of toys out there. You don't have to spend too much.
What else is there to do?
Mm-hmm. Except for the fact there's kids around you all the time. TJ slept in my bed last night.
That's cute.
TJ slept...
Don't masturbate in front of the kids.
No, TJ slept in my bed, and then I left, and then Mark fell asleep on the couch downstairs. I went to go wake him up at, like, 1 in the morning. I said, you go sleep with TJ. I'm going to sleep in TJ's bed. He goes, why? I said, I need a change of scenery.
At 1 in the morning?
Yeah, I'd been up for 2 hours because I went to bed at 9.
Oh, that was dummy pants.
But then I slept under Teddy, and obviously I was snoring, and he was yelling at me to stop snoring, and it happened twice. He started banging the bed, stop snoring, so I had to leave and go back and put TJ in the middle and get back in the bed.
I have a question for you. And then we're going to end this. And I want you all to think about it. Why do people wake you up snoring, but you don't wake yourself up snoring? Why can't you hear yourself snore? Not you, the general population. Isn't that weird?
Mm-hmm.
I can hear you snore, but I probably can't hear myself snore. But snoring would be more loud in your head than my head.
Exactly.
Weird, right?
It's very weird.
Think about that one.
There you go.
Good theory. Maybe it's a conspiracy theory.
I'm not really snoring.